My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I believe we have our guest.
We have him now.
Go ahead, Mr. Crenshaw.
Good morning. I hope we have Dustin Long, who's now, I think, are you in the pits right now downtown?
Hey, Sam. I'm on pit road here on the streets of Chicago. If you listen really closely, and there just went the NASCAR prototype EV vehicle, which is running demonstration laps here on the street. And I believe that's David Reagan who's driving that car. Reagan's been doing the test driving of that vehicle. So I don't know if you could hear much of the whisk as it went by. Obviously, it's a different sound than what we will hear later today when we'll have 36, 38 cars rumbling down through the streets of Chicago here in Grant Park on NBC and Peacock.
I'm seeing a picture of it. You posted a picture of it just a moment ago,
yep.
This prototype car. Is like an electric car?
Yeah, it's an EV car. It is a prototype that NASCAR has developed. It is, you know, it's something that NASCAR is looking toward the future, but NASCAR is very clear in saying this is not, they're not going to turn any of their racing series into an EV series or anything like that. This is just a kind of, you know, to kind of get ahead of things and kind of see where things go with the motor vehicles or vehicles here in the future. It's a project that was done in collaboration with the manufacturers, Toyota, Chevrolet, and Ford. They were to make the debut at the Clash at the Coliseum in February, but that event was moved up a day because of all those rains in Southern California. David Reagan's driven it there. He's tested at Martinsville. He's tested at Charlotte. And now they're just getting in a few demonstration laps here. So it is different. Like I said, it's not that loud noise. Obviously, there's a Formula E series, so you may have seen that where, you know, the cars, it is a different. When he came by the first time, there was quite a different, distinct smell to it. But I'll tell you, the car takes off. He was at... For the first lap, he did a standing start and took off, and I'm probably about, 300 yards away probably from where he was, where he started or so, and that thing had a lot of pickup in that short time by the time he got to me. So it was impressive to see, and obviously part of a big, impressive weekend here in Chicago with NASCAR. Great race yesterday with the Xfinity Series, and expecting another great race today with the Cup Series. You know, it's just kind of a fun atmosphere here. It's I think people describe it as kind of a festival with concerts that also has some car racing along with it.
Wow, he just did a complete breakdown of everything. I still got questions for him, though.
But yeah, we got questions
for
him. That
was a great breakdown here. First of all, but Dustin Long from NBC joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. A couple things let me get out of the way. First of all, I'm extremely jealous that you're there as a Chicagoan, that you're being a part of this. And it's a beautiful day. The other thing is I found out yesterday we talked to a woman who's part of the diversity department. They took Bubba Wallace out to Lawndale. I don't know if you made it out to any of the outskirts of around the city, but that is a unique part of the city. So that surprised me. But overall, when we talked to this woman and in talking to you, it is apparent that NASCAR is doing a deep dive into Chicago. Much like you mentioned the Clash out in the Coliseum, that kicks off the season. We've got the road race in Texas. Daytona 500 is what it is. You've got a lot of points in the season that are well, heretofore, they weren't there. They were like must-see, must-go-and-visit sort of places. And I didn't expect Chicago to be one, but it looks like they are there for the long haul.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, it's a 3-year contract that NASCAR has with the city. So there's the contract has another race for next year, where it'll be, you know, the date will be around the July 4th weekend, just like this year and last year. And yeah, NASCAR has tried to really do a lot of things to get involved in the community. You mentioned Bubba's Block Party, had that last year, then had it again this year. Daniel Suarez did an event a couple weeks ago in another area of the city of Chicago. NASCAR's been very involved in STEM programs in the various schools here in the city. So a lot of different things that the sport is trying to do to kind of make sure it is a part of the city, that it is just not coming in for a couple of days and disrupting traffic and just being viewed as an annoyance, but being viewed more as a partner and as a neighbor in the city of Chicago. So and again, it leads to today. Thankfully, the weather is spectacular. It's beautiful right now. Looking forward to it this afternoon, and it's just going to be a really fun day of racing and a couple of concerts for the fans here as well.
Yep. Soon as I'm on the waitforit.com hotline, all the way up in Chicago is Dustin Long from NBC Sports, the NASCAR coverage, and he is social. You can always find him at Dustin Long, all lowercase. Dustin Long, all lowercase. Qualifying, we see Kyle Larson up at the top. You wrote something about this rivalry with he and Denny Hamlin. You say it's a good thing for NASCAR. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, obviously, I wrote on Friday with my column, is this the next great rivalry with Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin? And again, I don't think you need to hate each other to have a great rivalry. I think it's just the competition. And obviously, these are guys that both have won 3 races tied for the most this season, and also have are 1-2 in laps led and top fives and stage points scored. And so, these guys are running toward the front. But when you run toward the front, you're going to have some incidences. And they've kind of had that the last few weeks. And Larson has kind of been frustrated that he doesn't feel like he's getting as much respect from Hamlin on the track. It's something that he feels like it goes back to last year. There were a few run-ins that did not go well for Larson. And Larson, they've run 1-2 6 times in their Cup careers. All 6 times Denny Hamlin has come out the victor. So it's been a source of frustration a bit for Larson, and looking to try to rectify that at some point. So will they be around each other as much today? Don't know. Hamlin starts 11th. Larson is on the pole. But I think a lot of people are certainly looking forward to what they'll do the next time they get around each other, whether it's this weekend or whether it's next weekend at Pocono or the weekend after that at Indianapolis. But certainly these guys are going to continue to be running around each other. They're among the top drivers, and we're going to see, you know, more of the racing, and just, you know, we'll see what it's going to be like. Larson talked yesterday about how he wants to just return to having fun racing Hamlin and be able to have that trust in him. And that's kind of what Larson had yesterday in that spectacular battle with Shane Van Gisbergen early in the Xfinity race. They traded the lead 5 times in the first 23 laps. And both after the race talked about just how much fun they had racing each other and how much they enjoyed it. And I think that's kind of what Larson's looking for out of Denny Hamlin.
Yep. You just brought up the name, Shane Van Gisbergen. He won this race a year ago, won yesterday. He's starting fifth, but he's the guy that I'm watching today. Talk about how this guy's really come to the States and really adapted to this to racing NASCAR. And, you know, he's one you have to watch on road courses.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Van Gisbergen, a 3-time Supercars champion over in Australia. The New Zealand driver obviously made his NASCAR debut here last year on the streets of Chicago in the Cup race and won that and, came back yesterday and ran the Xfinity race. He's running, obviously, the full series in the Xfinity series, and he won yesterday's Xfinity race, which gave him his third consecutive victory on a road course in the Xfinity series. Won at Portland and Sonoma last month. 3 straight road course wins for one driver that ties this series record that's shared by A.J. Allmendinger and Terry Labonte. So Shane Van Gisbergen is doing fantastic things on the road courses. The Cup drivers all marvel at the things that he can do at the road course, and particularly at this course, a street course, and just how he attacks the corners, how he approaches it, how he can run so much closer to the wall because he's so used to it, because there's so much street course racing in supercars, and that's his background, whereas the Cup drivers are not as familiar with it, so it takes them a little bit longer to feel more comfortable, and it's harder for them to get as close to the wall to get that speed or make some of those moves. But Van Gisbergen makes moves that other guys just don't make, and they've learned a lot from what he has done on this track, and so they're closing the gap. And look, Larson had a great duel with him yesterday for a good half of the Xfinity race. So, I don't think it's going to be a Shane Van Gisbergen runaway. And it would certainly be fun if it was Larson and him again, based off the way they ran yesterday, because that was just absolutely fun to watch. And it was just, you're watching two athletes just at the top level and just brilliance. I mean, you know, it'd be like watching, the top players in the NBA competing, or the top, going head to head and things like that. And that's just fun to watch. That's part of the purity of what we enjoy so much about athletics.
All right. Well, you're in Chicago, and Greg's from Chicago, and, you're going to see great racing today, but it's also a great food town. Give us a little something. What's been on the menu for you since you've been out there? What do you like to get?
I'm a deep dish pizza guy, so I certainly do love the deep dish pizza here in Chicago. So I've been able to have it once. If I could have it every night, I would.
Have you been to Geno's East yet, Dustin?
No, I did. What was closest to my hotel was Lou Malnati's, and okay. So I did that. All right. And I got that one because that was walking distance.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it was packed the other night. Was it July 4th? And I think they were telling people like an hour and a half wait to get into the place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of good food here this weekend. So I've tried to work out and walking around the course a lot, getting my steps in, trying to offset all that extra food.
Well, one of the things, if you were going to make it over to Geno's East, and there's 2 locations, but one of the things they're known for is everybody puts their names on the wall. I mean, famous people going back. Groucho Marx put his name on the wall. I don't know if maybe relative of theirs, but here's the thing. You can't go in there with a pen or a Sharpie. The way to get your name on the wall or a pole or wherever and have it stay is you got to do a little something. Across the street is a Walgreens, and you got to get white or silver nail polish. That will stay up on the wall. If you use that to write your name, that will stay because it's been painted over so much. A regular pen or a marker you won't see it.
Shane Van Gisbergen, a 3-time Supercars champion over in Australia. The New Zealand driver obviously made his NASCAR debut here last year on the streets of Chicago in the Cup race and won that and, came back yesterday and ran the Xfinity race. He's running, obviously, the full series in the Xfinity series. And he won yesterday's Xfinity race, which gave him his third consecutive victory on a road course in the Xfinity Series. Having won at Portland and Sonoma last month. Three straight road course wins for one driver that ties this series record that's shared by A.J. Allmendinger and Terry Labonte. So Shane Van Gisbergen is doing fantastic things on the road courses. The Cup drivers all marvel at the things that he can do at the road course, and particularly at this course, a street course, and just how he attacks the corners, how he approaches it, how he can run so much closer to the wall because he's so used to it, because there's so much street course racing in supercars, and that's his background, whereas the Cup drivers are not as familiar with it. So it takes them a little bit longer to feel more comfortable, and it's harder for them to get as close to the wall to get that speed or make some of those moves. But Van Gisbergen makes moves that other guys just don't make, and they've learned a lot from what he has done on this track. And so they're closing the gap. And, you know, look, Larson had a great duel with him yesterday for a good half of the Xfinity race. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be a Shane Van Gisbergen runaway. And it would certainly be fun if it was Larson and him again, based off the way they ran yesterday, because that was just absolutely fun to watch. And it was just, you're watching two athletes just at the top level and just brilliance. I mean, you know, it'd be like watching, you know, the top players in the NBA competing, or the top, you know, going head to head and things like that. And that's just fun to watch. That's part of the purity of what we enjoy so much about athletics.
All right. Well, you're in Chicago, and Greg's from Chicago, and, you know, you're going to see great racing today, but it's also a great food town. Give us a little something. What's been on the menu for you since you've been out there? What do you like to get?
I'm a deep dish pizza guy, so I certainly do love the deep dish pizza here in Chicago. So I've been able to have it once. If I could have it through every night, I would.
Have you been to Geno's East yet, Dustin?
No, I did. What was closest to my hotel was Lou Malnati's, I did that.
Right.
And I got that one because that was walking distance.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it was packed the other night. Was it July 4th? And mm-hmm. I think they were telling people like an hour and a half wait to get into the place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of good food here this weekend. So I've tried to work out and walking around the course a lot, getting my steps in, trying to offset all that extra food.
Well, one of the things, if you were going to make it over to Geno's East, and there's two locations, but one of the things they're known for is everybody puts their names on the wall. I mean, famous people going back. Groucho Marx put his name on the wall. I don't know if maybe relative of theirs. But here's the thing. You can't go in there with a pen or a Sharpie. The way to get your name on the wall or a pole or wherever and have it stay is you got to do a little something. Across the street is a Walgreens. And you got to get white or silver nail polish. That will stay up on the wall. If you use that to write your name, that will stay. Because it's been painted over so much, a regular pen or a marker won't see it. But you get some nail polish, that's the secret right there.
There you go.
All right.
Good.
My little tip.
All right. It's coming up today, 4:30 Eastern, right?
You got it. 3:30 Central.
Yeah, you betcha. Pre-race will be at 4 o'clock Eastern following the IndyCar race on Mid-Ohio. And looking forward to a big day. Like I said, you know, I was telling you about that prototype of test here earlier. That was indeed David Reagan, because I could see him, the Georgia driver. So
yeah.
Another Georgia connection to NASCAR and to this program that NASCAR is doing. But, yeah, like I said, this is just going to be a spectacular day, and it's beautiful weather. They could run it right now, but it's going to be a big crowd, concerts, cars, and we're just all excited, NBC, to be able to bring it and show it on NBC and Peacock later today.
Looking forward to it. Dustin, we always appreciate you saving some time for us, man.
Absolutely.
Enjoy Chicago.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great one.
You got it. Dustin Long, NBC.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.